Kansas City's efforts to build a streetcar system suffered a big setback this week when the city learned that it had not won a $25 million tire grant that would have jump-started the system. Today we'll get an update on what all of this means with Russ Johnson. He's a councilman from Kansas City, Missouri's 2nd District. Councilman, nice to have you again. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
David Johnson's also back with us. He's a blogger at kclightrail.com. He's a transit user and lives downtown. David, good morning to you, too.
Good morning, Steve.
Russ, how surprised were you that we didn't get the Tiger Grant this week?
Oh, actually, I wasn't that surprised. I knew it was going to be pretty competitive. We went after that grant because if we wouldn't have went after it, the answer would have been no by default. And so we knew we needed to apply and at least take a shot at it.
Now, David, were you surprised? Because, you know, Congressman Cleaver was in the studio here just a few weeks ago saying, you know, things look pretty good for that grant. And I thought maybe he was hinting that things were going to work out. What was your take on it?
Well, actually, I listened to that program after the fact, and I think he said a 60% chance. So obviously, he probably handicapped it pretty well. I've been talking to voters since the news broke on Tuesday, and no one's changing their vote. So, you know, the election to form the district to fund the streetcar is ongoing right now. In fact, I turned my ballot in this morning. I'm voter number one. And we're going to continue moving forward.
Well, Councilman Johnson, so what's the bottom line here? How big of a setback is this? This thing, it's a big chunk of money. What does it mean?
You know, what it means is that we are still going to get a streetcar. We may not get it as soon as we like. We're going to come back with the reevaluation of the possibilities. A major downtown business owner, property owner, yesterday advocated for moving forward without the federal funds. I'm not sure that's possible at this point. I'd have to be convinced that we could make up those cash flows. But there is an interest to move forward, period. And we're going to move forward as fast as we can. If we need to wait a little bit to put together the right financing, we will wait. It is the first time Kansas City has had to wait to put together a project, but we will get it done eventually.
Now, Russ, I'm not sure I'm following you completely here. Are you saying that the loss of this grant could undermine the potential of this system and moving ahead? Could it stop the project?
It's not going to stop it. It's just going to maybe slow it down a little bit, but it's not going to stop it.
And it slows it down, meaning you want to save some money, you want to figure out alternative financing streams. What are you looking at here?
Well, what we're essentially looking at here is if you don't have this particular source of federal funds and you still need federal funds, you'll need to go after a different source. There are some other sources that are more focused on transit that are probably this project will be able to compete better for. The problem is that the wheels of government turn slowly, and those monies are not available as fast as this Tiger money would have been available.
And again, Rush, are you suggesting that we have to have federal money to move forward here?
I personally believe that the data that we have in front of us now requires that, although there is I've been hearing a growing chorus of very large business owners actually over the last 2 days saying, you know, maybe we need to rethink that particular case as well. I am looking to be convinced. Right now, I'm not convinced that we can do it without federal funds.
Because you're saying if without federal funds, the city has to pay the bill for the whole thing.
Or somebody has to pay for it. That's right.
Okay. David, what's your sense? You've been watching all of this very closely. Can this project move forward without the federal dollars?
Oh, well, I'm not an expert in transit budgets, but engineering isn't complete yet, and during the public process, the original price tag of $100 million, there was some discussion about value engineering, and there's already been a whole block cut off the route at the southern end, so that's the money savings. We haven't, as far as I know, we haven't ordered any of the actual big ticket items like the tracks or the vehicles. So, the budget assumptions, and keep me honest here, Russ, the budget assumptions in the $100 million are pretty conservative. So with lending and, the actual hardware that you need to build the thing, until those numbers get refined, I think there's a strong chance that the total cost could go down.
But, David, if I'm hearing you right, though, you're still saying that you want to go ahead with this thing even though we didn't get the grant.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the number one thing that you have to walk up to the table with when you are asking for federal money is your own money. Almost everything requires a grant. Varying degrees of matches. You know, airports get off scot-free with an 80% federal match. Highways get around between 60 and 80. Transit, you're lucky to get 50 or 60. Assuming you get in the pipeline and everything's, you know, all your T's are crossed and I's are dotted. So there's a lot of people say, well, why do we need to do this? The process requires a lot of vigilance. And the match isn't even as high as other modes.
Mm-hmm.
So to get to success, you have to prove yourself double, triple if it's transit versus other modes.
And David, you're saying that because Kansas City didn't actually have a funding package in hand at the time this grant was awarded, because we haven't had the vote yet from the citizens affected by the streetcar system, that hurt Kansas City's chances in Washington.
Yeah, that was directly from the mayor's press release the other day on the reason why we didn't get it, and that's, you know, we didn't have a local match in place. Now, unfortunately, other projects have been funded without local matches, so, you know, you can take that for what it's worth. But as someone pointed out, the Fort Lauderdale streetcar, which did get a Tiger Grant this round, failed its first application in the last round, Tiger 3. So Tiger 4, they had all their ducks in a row, and they were a win. So, you know, with the mess going on in Congress right now, it's hard to say whether there will be a Tiger 5. But it's oversubscribed. It's popular in the districts that win, and they sprinkle the money pretty widely. There were rural projects that got funded, passenger rail. So everyone's getting a little bit of something, and that's been very popular.
Councilman Russ Johnson, this mass transit case for Kansas City, boy, it's been a long, tough slog, hasn't it?
Well, Steve, nothing worth doing is easy. That is the truth. And this, just because this is worth doing, doesn't mean it's going to just be a cakewalk. It's required a lot of people involved. I mean, I can tell you that there's been well over 100 people working on this project, politicians, staff people, citizen volunteers, you name it, that have worked on this project, and they have all they have worked their butts off on this project. And we're going to continue to push forward. You know, what we have to understand is that infrastructure issues are not just something that you can draw up on the back of a napkin and voila, they appear.
Yeah.
They are hard to do, and you know, we're going to get this done. It's just that we are going to some of the doors that we try are going to be locked, but some of the doors will be open, but we're going to get it done. And we need that TDD involved. The secretary's office in our two meetings with us, their point blank response was, we would like you to have that TDD up and running and authorized before we give you any money. Our response was we're going as fast as we can under what state law allows us to do. We can't change that calendar. But that has been essentially the conversation.
All right.
Steve, the other angle here is the crowdfunding startup that's just started in the Crossroads and will be debuting very shortly, called Neighborly. And they're planning to basically take the Kickstarter approach, which funds, you know, art-related projects, and apply that to civic projects. And that's a totally homegrown, totally not city money. Anybody in the world could give to that. So that's got a lot of promise, and, you know, it could raise a dollar, but that's one less dollar that property owners or voters or the city or the federal government would have to provide.
Well, guys, thanks very much for the update. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
To have you both. You bet.
Thanks.
That's Councilman Russ Johnson and David Johnson. Coming up, Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list.